A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, March 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshananya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about by-election campaigns in Zimbabwe and the Ukraine-Russia war and campaigning for the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections is in top gear in Zimbabwe, where parties are holding rallies to drum up support. The opposition Citizens Coalition for Change will be holding a rally tomorrow in Bulawayo, while ZANU-PF is scheduled to have a similar event in Cholocho, that is Matevere North. In Ukraine, state officials say Russian forces have taken control of Europe's largest nuclear plant, Zaporizhzhia, after shelling it and sparking a fire in a building in the plant compound. This comes at a time when the Russian army is dropping bombs in many cities, resulting in a refugee crisis, which the United Nations says may hit about 4 million before the end of the year. Some of the people that have fled include Zimbabweans who were students at various tertiary institutions. And in sports, the second edition of the Basketball Africa League kicks off in Dakar tomorrow. Two other cities, Cairo in Egypt and Kigali in Rwanda, will host this edition's matches, as was the case for the historic inaugural tournament that took place in May 2021 in Kigali, Rwanda. 12 teams will try to succeed Zamalek of Egypt, winner of the first Basketball Africa League. Initiated by the prestigious NBA, the North American Basketball League, in partnership with the International Basketball Federation, the ball replaces the former African Basketball League. So, Zulwanda, Balamtanje, Service Program, Uchieneo, Unyokul One Kona, Eskulma, Amapa elections, Omela is 26, Ombimbito. Savonoti civil good name, Omele, Amabanje Wenzi, Gunescat Soketulun. Skulma de Sasa, the Grave Guani, Guahanjo, Simulu Blau, Jovas is Vilutivanda, the Citizens Coalition for Change. WCY City Stadium, ikakazela uketololu. Uzathi njalo ngesonto, ibandla leZANU-PF labe likhona ngale eCholocho, esabelweni seMatabeleland, the North. So ke kuyabe kufika khona ngale eCholocho lakho, kuyabe kulomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sikhuluma nje nxa sesikhangela kwezinye zombusazwe, zikhangele khona ngale kwele Ukraine, ukukhanya ngazani ke ibutho leRussia selibambe chaka sibili. Nuclear plant kutwa iZaporizhzhia. Kanya ngazani ke lei nuclear plant enkulu kakhulu. Singathi ke ibutho leRussia. Lika laphosa amabhomba khona ngale kwalumatha. Ngakho kwesathi ukuthi enxa kuzaba lokunye okunzima okuzaba khona. Kodwa kungazani ke isituation yankhona kutwa iunder control. So leRussia likhanya libhomba amandla khona ngale kwele Ukraine. Osokubhubhe khona abantu abafika 2,000. Wathaba yi 1.2 million. Sebebalekile kulelo lizwe. Umanyana United Nations uthi kulabantu abafika 4 million abalakho ukubaleka kusiyafika ekupheleni komnyaka. So siyabona njalo ukuthi abanye ababaleke khona ngale ngabajabuka eZimbabwe abafunda endaweni ezijeneyo. So abanye baseHungary, Poland, Romania namanye amazwe. So ke kuthiwa ke uhulumende weZimbabwe sezama ukuthi abalungisele amatikiti ukuthi bahambe kube babuyele ekhaya. Xa sisikhangela kwezemidlalo siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakwenziwa i-Basketball Africa League nyakenye, imidlalo yakhona kwakunzima sibili, kwagcina kunqoba iqembu leZamalek nako le-Egypt. So ke imidlalo le iqalisa kusasa, i-second edition, khona ngale ke eDakar kwele Senegal. Amanye amadolobha amabili, iCairo kuzobuya ke iKigali, azabe lawo ele midlalo le. So imidlalo le singathi qakathekiswa kakhulu yi-NBA yakwele Melika sibili. Kuyakhuthazwa ukuthi kuthuthuke i-basketball kuzwekazi le-Africa. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi i-International Basketball Federation layo isekela imidlalo le. So sabe siliphakulela okuningi ngokuya phambili. Kunjalo ke Marvelous nxa sikhuluma ngakho khonokho esibhekane lakho namhlanje.
Aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chanhasi nemusi wechishanu kudai March 4. 2022 apo nasi tukutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yegadziriro yesarudzo yemambai elections uyezve tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kunyika yeUkraine iyo yatakaona ichipindwa nenyika yeRussia zvine chisimba uyezve pari zvino Russia iri kuti iyo yawanikwa ichienda kune zviteshi kana kuti maplans enuclear emuUkraine. Tichiona zvakare kuti kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri munyika iyi, zvimwe zvakakwanisa kubuda vachienda ivo kuPoland, vamwe vakaenda kuRomania, vamwe vakaenda ivo kuHungary, uko vari kuita upoteri uyezve vakamirira kuti vatengerwe matikiti kuti vadzokere kumusha. Tambotaura nechimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kunzvimbo yeRomania vachiti ivo bazi rezve embassy yeZimbabwe iri kuGermany yakwanisa kunge ichitenga matikiti evamwe vari munzvimbo iyoyi uyezve vachibatsirwa zvakare nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri ikoko kuEurope kuti vabatsirane mukutenga matikiti aya ekuti zvizvarwa izvi zvidzokere kumusha. Vamwe vazhinji vawanikwa ivo vachipotera vachibva kunzvimbo yeUkraine vadzidzi vari kuita zvidzidzo zvepamusoro vari kuda kuita madhokotera kana zvimwewo. Asi tinonzwa zvakare kuti kuchiri nevamwe vari munzvimbo iyi yeUkraine vari kune imwe nzvimbo yakawanikwa iyo ichibhombwa mabridge nemarodhi zvokuti pari zvino vari munzvimbo yavanoti mabhanka uyezve pari zvino havasati vawana chokufambisa kuti vawanikwe ivo vachibuda munyika iyi vachitsidza hondo irimo sezvo pasina zvokufambisa uyezve migwagwa isina kumira zvakanaka. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare mitambo iri kutanga iyo mangwana yeBasketball Africa League ichawanikwa iyo ichinakidza veruzhinji. Iyi mitambo yechipiri takamboona ichiitwa zvakare gore rapera. Asi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare misangano miviri mikuru ichange iri kuitwa nebato reCitizens Coalition for Change yekutsvaga rutsigiro kuBulawayo. Uyezve tichiona kuti ZANU-PF ine wayowo musangano zvakare kuchonocho. Saka tichange tichida kunzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei uyezve pari zvino hapasati pane mhirizhonga here. Taona nhasi vaConstantino Chiwenga vachitaura vari kuBulawayo vachitaura ivo kuti vanhu pari zvino vanofanira kugarisana pasina ipo zvekushungurudzana panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Asi vazhinji vari kutarisa vachiti izvi zvinofanira kubvawo kubato irori rezanu-PF uyezve kuti vachivenga kana vataura mazwi aya vachinyatsorevesa mazwi akanaka asi chinodiwa kuti vanhu vazoateedzera. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke kolongo kunyanga kumavelas ke sizwe ke uchivenga ekhuluma khona ngale kuBulawayo lapho kade kuthanyelwa khona emgwaqweni libandla lezanu-PF.
Oh, comrade Dr. Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, the country has been taken to a new level, punctuated by a raft of development oriented policies, programs, and projects. Itself an unmistaken characteristic of the Second Republic. I wish to share with you program the one and only message from the President and the Secretary of the Party that none I wish to share with you shall build one and develop our country from the President and the Secretary by brick of the Party stone that none stone shall build and develop our country. Our now spoken mantra upon stone, which says, Nika inogakwa neve nevayo. Ilizwe our lakiwa ngelani kazi maalo. Which says, Nika inogakwa neve nevayo.
So that is the Vice President of Zimbabwe, Marvelous, there is talking about, what ZANU-PF is campaigning for. He says the nation has to be built by its owners, you know. So utilizo kumele lakiwe kabanikazi balo. Singazukuti, niko kumbe hai, yekora kona pa marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tirikunzwa va Constantino Chiwenga vachitaura ivo vari kubulawai vachiti hanzi nyika inovakwa nevene vayo vachitaurawo zvakare zvavari kuti ivo bato ravo reZANU PF zvakagona kusvika panguva ino zvavari kuita kuti vari kuti ivo vanhu vavatsigire mune rutsigiro rwavari kutsvaga pamabielections achaitwa mwedzi uno musi wa26.
Yes, we also had some kind of coverage in Harare, where the ZEC chairperson, Priscilla Chikumba, was presenting before a portfolio committee, that is a parliamentary portfolio committee. She was talking about violence. You know, there have been some several incidents of political violence, and she says their hands are very, very tight, you know, because at the end of the day, they don't have the legal framework or legal mandate to actually, you know, arrest people. She says, if ever you talk about arresting anyone, you have to talk to the police, you know, if ever there's any violence and all those kind of things. So let's listen to what she's saying, marvelous, about this issue.
Wakazainoino nzi code of conduct yakaita sebumbiro rekuti vanhu vanenge vachida kusarudzwa vanowirirana kuti aya ndoo mafambisiro atichaita kana takukambeni hatirovani hatitukani hatimbunyikidzani saka kana anenge ambunyikidzwa ane kodzero yekumhanyira kumapurisa kuhuman rights commission ane kodzero zvakare yekuenda kunonzi kuelectoral court kuhigh court kunotaura kuti ndambunyikidzwa naningi ndiri kuda kuti electoral court imubvise paballot paper imudisqualify mukanyora tsamba kuzeki muchitaura kuti marohwa mbama zeki haina zvainokwanisa kukubatsirai nazvo pakuti kurohwa kwamaitwa uku kusakanganise nhau yesaro panguva yatinenge tichiita zvesaro munofanira kuenda kumapurisa munomaovhurisa doketi rekuti electoral act yakanganiswa kwete kuvhurisa doketi rekurohwa mbama.
Mataura ini kuti dzimwe nyika dzine matanha dzinoita kunge dzichima electoral EMV anga achikwanisa kunge achiranga mapapezo matongerwo enyika ndezvipi zvimwe zvingakwanisa kuitwa kutinge tichipedza dambudziko reremhirizhongo.
Kune dzimwe nyika dzekuti tomboti munhu anenge achida kusarudzwa akaita kutuka vamwe kana kutaura mashoko akaipa musangano wake unobvisirwa mavhote proportional representation kana kuti vanobhadhariswa mafaini anosvika kana kumamiliyoni dollars chaiko chakuti kubhadharisai faini yekuti makatuka nguva yezvesarudzo zvisingabvumidzwe nemitemo yesarudzo saka isusu muno muzimbabwe masimba iwayo hatina uyezve muno muzimbabwe hatina masimba ekurejista mapolitical party kana kuadhiregista zvinove zvinotitadzisa zvakare kuti tikwanise kuadzora nezvisungo nguva yavanenge vachiita zvavanenge vachiita kana kuti yavanenge vachipomerwa kuti vakaita zvakakudzikaita
zvinokwanisa kuti zvamungada kutitaura here zvakanangana nesarudzo dzemabielections iri kuuya ii
zvandingade kutaura ndezvekuti vana vemuzimbabwe nyika inoi ndeyedu ngatiitei zvekuti kana tanzi bumbiro remutemo riri kuti tiroenda mumabielection tiite nerunyararo nekuremekedzana vana baba vachiremekedza ana amai vana mai vachiremekedza ana baba vana vachiremekedza vakuru vakuruwo vachiremekedza vana vadiki nekodzero dzevadiki munhu wese ane kodzero dzake mubumbiro remutemo ngatiregei kumbunyikidza pinda mukanzuro pinda mupalamendi nerudo rwevanhu vanenge vakakusarudza vachiona kuti uchanomiririra zvichemo zvako kwete kupinda nekumbunyikidza
mataura ino kuti mitemo yesarudzo inoda kusandurwa uye pane zvimwe zvamakatura muparamende mungatitsanangura muchidimburi ndezvipi
zvinoturwa kuparamende zvinoturwa kune gurukota rinoona nezvemutemo gurukota rinoona nezvemutemo vane mutemo wavachauya nawo voisa pamberi peparamende kuti vane mutemo wavachauya nawo voisa pamberi peparamende kuti
and politically motivated violence. I just want to add to what the CEO has said. Technically speaking, bias coverage and politically motivated violence, these are electoral malpractices which are criminalized in terms of the Electoral Act. Now, because they are criminalized, the Law Electoral Commission has absolutely no power at all to deal with allegations of criminality. That is not part of our mandate as a purely administrative EMB. When you look at other EMBs in the region, for instance, South Africa and Zambia, you will find that in terms of their mandate, they have a quasi-judicial or quasi-tribunal mandates, which actually enabled them to summon stakeholders to answer to certain allegations. And as a consequence of that quasi-judicial mandate that those EMBs have, they can actually find EMBs. I've seen a political party in South Africa being fined 1 million rand, for instance, for an electoral malpractice, for hate speech, for instance. So do we have enough power? My direct answer is this. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has adequate power to deal with this current mandate, which is purely administrative. Now, if Parliament were to decide to give the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission quasi-judicial mandate, then of course we would expect commensurate power to enable us to deal with that new mandate. Now, what we find is the perennial problem, Honourable Gwonese, is that we need more robust voter education for stakeholders to understand that simply going on social media to say, I wrote a letter to Zex saying there was a politically motivated violence, that's not where your remedy lies. That is not going to assist you. Because we are in the middle of an election, we're running around, we're purchasing ballot paper and ink. We have a cardboard box full of letters saying, ah, dear Zex, you know what, yesterday somebody slapped me because we belong to different political parties. Okay, report to your nearest police station. Report to the Human Rights Commission. They have investigative powers. We simply don't. And what I find is the Electoral Commission continuously gets blamed for failure to act in those instances because people expected to act. And they expected to act. And they...
Yes, that is Ms. Priscilla Chikumba of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. I think when I'm talking marvelous, okay, yes, abantu bahamelele ukuthi iZEC isebenze yona ngoba bona banamandla ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi abanamandla ngijongo sibili ukuthi bengenzani. So ngoba luthenga umuntu kwezomba ngazo kumele ukuthi ubone iplan ukuthi ungenza njani, hambe emapholiseni ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi ungaya kuZEC vele kawusoze uthole lutho. So iZEC ayikubambe konke lokho ngoba kayina constitutional mandate yokuthi isebenze njalo. So singazi ukuthi ungathini kwanabo marvelous ngena sizo
aiwa apo tsangachukudzwa maichigumba vachitaura panyaya yekushungurudzwana kwevanhu vanenge vari kuita zvemacampaign. Vari kutaura ivo kuti unofanira kuenda kumapurisa uyezve uchienda iwe kunotaura nehofisi inomirira nyaya iyoyo kuitira kuti usangoenda uchinozi aiwa ini ndarohwa. Aiwa unofanira kuenda ikoko uchibva wataura kuti ini ndiri muelection uyezve ndiri candidate ndakwanisa kushungurudzwa nacandidate nyanga wekupati yakati. Asi vanga vari kuti ivo seZEC havana yatingati simba rekuti vawanikwe ivo vachipa mutongo wekuti munhu anenge ashungurudzwa abviswe paballot paper kana kuti abhadhariswe mari sezvinoitwawo kune dzimwe nyika dzakadai seSouth Africa. Vataura kuti kunenge kuna ana South Africa imwe pati yakatowanikwa ichibhadhariswa mari inosvika 1 million rand pamusoro pekunge vakwanisa kunge vachishungurudza imwewo bato ranga riri kukwikwidza musarudzo. Saka ndo zvavari kutaura ipapa vachiti ndo zvavanoshuvira kuti munguva inotevera zviitike nekuti vanhu vanofanira kuremekedzana nekuti munhu wese tichitarisa mubumbiro remutemo ane rukudzo raanopiwa. Vechidiki vane rukudzo rwavo, vakuru vane rukudzo rwavo, saka vanhu havafanira kunge vachishungurudzana munyaya iyi yemabielections pakutsvaga rutsigiro Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a ZANU-PF councillor here. You know, she's talking about what is going on in Bulawayo. Tomorrow, remember, in Bulawayo, the CCC and all those kind of, you know, things are going to happen. Remember what happened a week ago, eh? There was so much violence, but let's understand what Zek is saying. She's saying, you know what? It's very impossible to actually arrest anyone. So let's listen to what she said. So all what she's saying here, my brother, is that you know, people should campaign very peacefully, and she says she's encouraging other people to do the same, because there is no need for people to fight. You know, physical fights, she says, no, that's not the way to go. The best way is to just campaign peacefully. If you find some kind of posters from other people, don't tear them, don't do anything, but people should campaign in a very civilized manner. So, Uchonjala.
Aiwa apo tirikunzwa vamwe kanzura vachange vakamirira zvano PF vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachitsvaga rutsigiro murunyararo. Vari kutaura zvakare nyaya yekuti ukaona posta yemumwe wekune rimwe bato rakanamirwa pane imwe nzvimbo usabvise, nekuti munhu wese ane yatingati iye anobvumidzwa kuti aise maposta ake nekukampenawo. Saka ngapawanikwe pachiitika iparunyararo uyezve kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachiyanana. Kana uri wepati yako wotsigirwa kupati kwako, asi usazowanikwe uchibvisa maposta nezvimwe zvakadaro kuitira kuti sarudzo iri dziitwe murunyararo. Vakataura zvakare kuti ivo vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota panguva inoyi mabielections asati atanga.
Yes, marvelous. I think maybe our guests are in now. Let's check them out whether they are in or not. We've got one guest already, and that is Nkululeko Gwabalanda Mate. He's just a political activist. He doesn't have a particular party. Welcome to the program, Baba. Unjani mate.
Nitola njani titsi nabo marvelous navalalela ngazi noma ngiyazwakala
kahle. Uyazwakala kahle kakhulu sibili. Usondele kumike yakho ukuthi sikuzwe mnandi mnandi. Yes, so ke akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani imkhankaso le ikhona ba?
Imkhankaso duke ngiyayibona, ngiyibona ilobungozi kakhulu ngendlela engafona. Amaphathi lawo ngananzelela iZANU-PF ne-CCC anama-followers amaningi kakhulu, njalo a-enough la ama-followers abanawo ukuthi 50-50. So ngibe sengizibuza ukuthi kathi iZANU manje lo mkhuba wokuhlasela elinye amanye amabandla uthatha kuphi, ngoba ile-enough support. Okuyinto okuyingozi kokuthi ngoba bahlasele eKwekwe babulala abantu, balimaza abantu, bananzelela ukuthi iparty le manje ithi every strata kuma-constituents ayo isinama-gangsters. So okuyingozi okokuthi ngoba kusasa angazi angazi iparty le-rally, kodwa nina ngisa-check-anga i-date. So okuyikuthi mangukuthi i-CPC sasa ine-rally koFulawayo e-White City eMathebeleleni. Ukhumbule nje ukuthi la maphathi mayisuka eHarare esiza eMathebeleleni abuye namabhasi ethwele abantu besiza kulani. Laba abantu asibazi ukuthi ngobani, njalo thina masiphila endaweni like siya koFulawayo, emzini wakoFulawayo siyazana, njalo sikwazi ukuhlasela. So abantu laba babuya nezimpi zabo kade bevele bezilwa yokuthi bekulelene khonangale befuna ukuzozilwela koFulawayo. Kumbula ukuthi sike zalinyalelwa ngabantu koyezabo ngendaba yokuthi babebuye nezimpi zabo le. Kathi sekalile ukunga le bayabuya futhi, azazi namhlanje balala beplantane wathi iZimbabwe ikwele ngabothekeda kuthiwa ngamashuku. Labo bantu bazigcwele ngama-grenata, asazi namhlanje noma kuyalala kuplantwa wona lawo ma-grenata ngoba thi sebesesabi ukuthi behlasele layo. Abantu bakithi bazahamba beyohlala behlale kanti bahleli phezu kwama-grenata bethole sebelimele. Njalo ukhumbula ukuthi i-CCC ayilamandla, njalo ayilapho nani. Into ezayenza nayo futhi ukuthi nayo futhi bayenza ama-meeting ebusuku futhi laba bantu wena ama-gangsters bazahamba beyokuplanta futhi nabo futhi into zabo zenezi ngoba sebesesaba ukuthi belo is straight line. They have planted cholochi. This team has the labanti putting home for 1985
Marvelous to hear what Mr. Mate is saying, is that, you know, there's this issue of political violence. He's very worried about the situation right now. I think you heard what Ms. Priscilla Chikumba was saying, that they don't have power, so the police are there to only do their job, you know, and not to Zek, because he doesn't have the police, he doesn't have any mandate to actually do that kind of a thing. So he's worried that maybe tonight, as we speak, there are some people who are going to be trying something at White City Stadium so that they can actually corner some supporters of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So he says there's something that needs to be done, you know, because Zimbabwe has been experiencing such violent activities for a long, long, long time. Yes, Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tangatirikunzwa munyarikani vedu vabate vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kushungurudzikana nenyaya yekushungurudzwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vanotsigira mapato vari kutaura ivo kuti semaonero avo vari kufungidzira kuti mangwana panogona kuita mhirizhonga zvakare apo panogona kutsvakwa vanhu vanogona kuenda vachinonyongaidza yatinoti musangano uye weCCC uriko mangwana kuWhite City vachitaura zvakare kuti taona maichigumba vachitaura ivo kuti ZEC haina simba rekuti risunge vanhu vanenge vaita zvemhirizhonga. Saka ndozvimwewo zviri kutatarisa ipo pano kuti zvoitwa sei, tichiona kuti ZEC yageza maoko ayo ichiti iyo haina simba rekusunga vanoita zvemhirizhonga. Asi mangwana tiri kuona kuti pachange paine musangano mukuru weCitizens Coalition for Change, tichiona zvakaitika kuKwekwe uko takaona kuchifa munhu mumwe chete pamusangano wakaitwa ikoko wavachamisa. Saka vazhinji vakatarisa kuti zvii zvichabuda pamusangano wamangwana.
Yes, Marvelous. So I think we are waiting for your other guests. They should be joining us shortly. We'll see how far we can go with our program today. And hopefully Rachel Busango has joined us. Let me check whether he's in now. So he's still not around. So wait for him. So ke isimelela abanye ukuthi bangene kona bokuhlelo ukuthi sixoxe labo sizwe ukuthi kuvele ukuhamba njani lapha ekhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. So ke kulomnye ubaba lapha Marvelous okhuluma lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda ukhona ngale entaba zinduna. Akumuze, this guy comes from very, very far, you know, in a certain place. You say it. Let him say it, and then you'll hear his story, you know, his concerns, the life that is facing under the current government and all those kind of things. So here he comes.
Let me see, what's your name, sir?
My name is Chawana Mtovula.
Chawana?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I find here in Tabazunduna, what's happening, this voter registration, all of you guys are walking around, you're not registering to vote. Why?
Yeah, me, I come from much east weather, so almost 700 kilometers away from this place. I'm a learned person. I'm someone who would now I should be working, getting salary. But the job that I'm doing just enjoy benefits. Even today, if I wake up, my leg broken, that's it. I don't have anything on it. Just for the, I'm very youthful. I'm only 35 years old. And but just imagine coming from much east weather to look for something here in Matibirele and Nabazituna. And the cutters, we don't even have anything yet. And we're trying to get something out of the sale.
So, here, what are you doing? Artisan miner, what are you doing?
Yeah, we are artisan miners. And we are working under someone who's been given claim by the government. But the government didn't even give him the money to start mining. You are given a claim but no capital. How can you mine? Yet, mining is capital intense. You need money to start mining. And you need compressors, you need maulas. They say you are giving new claims. Yes, you get the claims. But how can I start mining?
And so they find a mind for you and tell you that there's a mind for you. But
that's
they don't
it.
Give you any resources.
That's it. You are only given a mind. Remember,
just learn like this.
Just learn. Germans came here in Zimbabwe long back. They did everything. The German government would fund the mining industry. And it, Zimbabwe is rich. We have got, especially material land, vast of gold. But no one is mining it. We say we own the land. We have the claims. But we don't. We cannot extract the gold under the ground because we don't have the capital. You see, that's why you find some of us will die in peace because what we are doing, we are mining mbuyane and kind of mining. We are using sand and chisel. Yet we are living in the third world and we should be using explosives, compressors,
everything. Yeah. But how did you see, who got the mine exactly? How did you find the mine? Was it allocated? Do they allocate? You apply? What happens?
The guy said, the chief here is kind of like a chiefdom, and it's so you are told, the chief is giving people, the local people, and it. But him, as the beneficiary of the guy who is living, is a local guy, and he got the claim. And even him, the chief, has got three claims. But now there's nothing happening on that claim. It's now 4 years. He got the claim, but it's just bush. And it, he has got the mine. And it, but there's nothing happening.
So now that you are told to go and register to vote, so you find that it's not helping at all to register to vote. Because there is empty, there's nobody in there. But it is Czech people, they're waiting for people like you, the young ones, to come and register to vote.
We are fed up. The thing is, you see, sometimes, especially the youth, it is us who has been affected mostly in Zimbabwe. And especially from the age of 40 to 15, nothing. It's like me, I finished school in 2005, but I've never withdrawn money from the bank. And it, last year I voted, but my vote went in vain. And it, we vote, especially in town. People, we vote. Especially us, we need change.
So you believe that the voting is just a waste of time?
To me, it's just a waste of time. I think, like the president said, Zimbabwe is open for business. He's doing business. I should also be doing business. He's stealing from the country. Why can't I also steal? He told us openly, Zimbabwe is open for business. I'm doing business. You should also do business. So, right now, what I'm focusing is just to me and my family, me and my kids. As long as my
from hand to mouth, just working.
Yeah, hand to mouth. And because even if I try to cast my vote, it won't change anything. And so now what we want, people, they are fed up. Especially the youth. Those people you are seeing there, just check the ages, maybe from 40 to 60.
Yeah,
but those are the people who have benefited before. They've got houses, they've got cows, but they've worked maybe in the regime, Emma White and the other part of Mugabe regime, where people, where our currency is devalued. And, but as a youth, still nothing out of it. Thank you,
Mama. There you are, Marvelous. That's one of the people who's very disgusted about what is happening in his life. So we are kind of cool lapha uthi impilo kayihambi ngendlela ayifuna yena. Uthi selokho waba nguye azakasebenze lokana ukuthi uyazuza icheck kumbe benzani. Kuloko kuyi-money claim lapha asebenza khona uthi vela kusebenzeki. So ke kulobu zimo obunye obumangalisayo. So ke ngena khonapho ke sesibiza uRegis Busango angene khonapha kuhlelo. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tirikunzwa kubva kune mumwe mukomana murume wechidiki ari kuti iye akabva kuhwedza kuti anotsvaga basa kumatevenegend uko ari kuti iye ari kuita zvekuchera zvicherwa kana kuti yatingati magweja kunzvimbo iyoyo asi ari kuti iye chiri kunyanya murwadza ndechekuti abvunzwa kuti makaregista kuvhota akati ehe ndakatombovhota asi vhoti yangu haina kubuda zvakanaka uyezve akati iye semunhu wechidiki haana kutombobvira abata kana cheki mari yekuti akashandawo apa nekuti ari kuti iye zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka ari kuti vechidiki munzvimbo iyoyi vakawanikwa vachipiwa maclaim emamaini nachifu weimomo saka iye anoshandirawo mumwe munhu ane claim asi munhu uyu ane claim asi haana mari yekushandisa zvekuti vari kungoshandawo zvekungongwavha ngwavha havana mari yekuti vachere vachishandisawo muchina yechizvino zvino achitaura iye zvakare kuti vazhinji munzvimbo iyi vaunoona vati kurei Iwa kwe gula nduwa ni marge mtivaka shanda panguwa iyo waipi wa macheki waka tinga ozimba waka tinga omota ni jume shakadaro. Saka shini nani kunera tikune asi kunera chidiki shina kumira shakanaka uye shi anga arita ora iye kuti ashina ku azitu nyore kuti munuwe kuweza kunova iwo shakare vachiwenga batanzo vachita ora nasa wari kublawai ndokwa vano voku weza ikoko saka anga arita ora iye kuti azitu nyore kuti munu uve ikoko kuweza wawu ya kumatebele lendi waita shakare aupana mari ya uru kuwana mbasa raone ndo chita saka ndokta ura kwa arpita chiti lechi liki parishino aiwa akati iye ininda akungo shandira wa umuri yangu ni utata anzi mchunga miru wenyika vano taura kuti Zimbabwe is open for business asi iye patesha ke asata aona kuti open for business yacho ino relei kuna iye memuri yake akati parishino akungo itaosho kuti muri yake ila rame Ati sinao basa ni kuti uwepa next George kufamba si. Ndokuta uroko arpita. Sanga kushunguru tika. Kuti Parisi nonyaya. Ye kuti vanungawa yorete kufota kana kufota. Kukwari ii. Ati kuona kungeshu. Nosa ndurajinu. Sejo arkutari sana. Ne upeni wakaona. Semuna kamba kuweza achuya kukati delegate. Asi. Ati unyatopata Maria katichikiti.
Ye wakuluma lapagi mnumza. Noti. Occupy uti. Wapungu kia kia njiwe mtu ya mbalapa habambe ngale mwavila sapinde habambe ngapa kwe shule uti ya kunzi makakulu so kisinga zukuti ule chisposango usebu ile kumbe hacho tisimtini simu zukuti utini na kono kukukuli ya mbantu jalo lango keto tulululubu ya siya wazi ya mbantu mandengi baka ngeleje kuti waboni kutu kwa hamba njani so wabani batu mtoza keto lezi kazila nga ito so mbuna na mga mtoli kubeka mwavila kumena sile mpolele kwa
lakua hapo chukura mbatishuona isu shikuitika uye shetakamiru la vanyarikani vedu kutiva uye pachirongwa asinya ya uru ilipo ne kutipane misangano ye kuchaga rufigiro rwema by elections urukuitwa iwo mangwana uye ku waitse kumumbulawai uye shetisizo odabuwe misangano shakare ushaitwa oneza nupie kucholocho saka mapato maviraya vese vachange vari mujimbo imwe chete vazhinji zvakare vari kuda kuona kuti chii chichaitika takaona muzvare Dr. Thokozani Kupe vachibuda iro svondo rino vachikurudzira kuti mapato abatane uyezve kuti vanhu vashande pamwe chete saka vazhinji vakatarisa kuti chii chichabuda parali iyoyi yeCCC uyezve chii chatichanzwa kubva kuna muzvare Thokozani Kupe
woti sizwe ke kukupe kuti utini nakona kukunywa marvelous ukuti abantu kumele bebambane
future generations will not forgive us if they allow next year's chance to slip away it is a glorious chance that comes to us the ordinary people once in 5 years and we must make the most of it time has come for political parties students women's movement vendors war veterans the church labor transport operators and town, the civil movement, and other social networks to come together and challenge the ZANU-PF regime. In view of this, as NDC team, we are henceforth going to be working with like-minded opposition political parties because we are stronger together, and together we can deliver real change to the people of Zimbabwe. Yes, we can. As the NDC team, we are today sending a message to the world that together we are stronger and indeed together we can and together we will go far. I would like to conclude by emphasizing that the hour has come.
Yeah, I think she was cut off a little bit there, marvelous. Maybe let's try to see how best we can play this kind of video. She was really cut off.
Together, every step of the way in our quest to deliver real change so that every Zimbabwean lives in a Zimbabwe where there is equal distribution of resources and opportunities and the spirit of devolution. The hour has come for citizens to converge and vote for change. Together we can make a difference. I thank you. Distribution of resources and opportunities and the spirit of devolution. The hour has come for citizens to converge and vote for change. together we can make a difference. I thank you.
Yes, she says together people can make a difference. And as you said, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen because coalitions are very difficult, right, to actually form and sustain.
Yes, I think Lawayo really at the moment is the hottest ticket in town or the hottest town in Zimbabwe because there's so much coming out of Bulawayo. People are keeping eyes on what's going to happen between Chokozani Kupe and the CCC or other parties because nobody really knows. She didn't mention who she would like to join forces with or to work alongside. So people are waiting to see what happens tomorrow. All roads lead to Bulawayo, both for the ruling party and also for the Citizens Coalition for Change. So it will be interesting to see what comes out at tomorrow's rally.
Yes, and even Zapu is campaigning in rural areas, you know. They are busy toying and doing all these kind of things. Just listen to this clip.
I wonder what's coming in there. Anche sama Kristi vongela. Vune imbe. Kukolea tili ya mazi. Kukavita li ya mazi. Waulendo, tukotwa mkolea. Mbana leni zupe tukiko. Ya mazi. Zakuchemza mazi. Waulendo, tukotwa mkolea. Pale paipine. Hei, kukupa leo ndota. Kukupa njene zanu so. Kukupa njene zanu. Ingele kwa mesa kuso itate kufuna. Ingene kosifanda lapha yezithandwa abadala basalidale basala madala sizamthini lo muntu uqhawana nawo singane sadala leya abadala ngathi bayakhumbula nje ukuthi ngolo ugoli yathi kuthe so bathe madoda akuzame nje ukuvula inxa yomfana kuthe bethe ngapi ukuvula isabini kuthe ke umfana uDavid wathi hayi ngithi ngizame badala hawo mani ngizame mina. Wathatha isavutha sakhe uDavida wayekumefusile egcekeni yabuya inkalakatha yabuya inkalakatha ithi zakukhahlela ufana lokho ukufana kwayiqaphela kuhle kwathi 1 2 3 kwafithi isavutha pa walubamba khona apho uGoliyathi uGoliyathi izanu uDavida izapho. Ilitele.
That is Sibanglizwe Nkomo. He's the son of the late Father Zimbabwe Joshua Nkomo. You know, what he's saying is, he's talking about the biblical David and Goliath, you know. You know what happened, you know, the kind of thing that he's talking about. So he says, in this case, David is Zapu. Goliath is ZANU-PF. And the stone that David used is the X for voting, you know. So he says he's not advocating violence, but he says use your X to get rid of ZANU-PF. Maybe it will work or it won't work, I don't know. Marvelous.
Apo tukunzwa kuva kune vebato rezapu. Vari kutaurawo ivo vachipa muenzaniso wemubhaibhiri kuti ivo sebato rezapu ndivo David. ZANU-PF ndiyo Goliath, vachiti ivo kune avo vanga vari kuvateedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti imi pindai mubox munoita zvakaitwa naDavida zvekuti akatema Goliath neX. X yachona moiita murichi muchivhota muchivhotera Zapu. Saka tikuona kuti variwo vachienda kumaruwa nekumwewo, asi tichange takatarisa kuti tione kuti zvii zvichabuda panyaya idzi, uyezve vachitaura zvakare kuti ivo sebato rezapu havakurudzire mhirizhonga, nyanya mhirizhonga pakati pemapato anopikisa kana batowo riri kutonga pari zvino rezanu-PF, achiti vanhu vese vari kuita zvematongerwo enyika vanofanira kuita izvi murunyararo, uyezve kuti wopinda uchino votera bato raunofarira asi apa vanga vari kutaura nevatsigiri vezapu vachiti endai munoita sadavhida wemubhaibheri munotema Goriath muchitema Goriath neX mapinda muballot box muchivhotera bato rezapu.
Yes, we still have Mr. Nkululeko Kovalanda Mate. Kovalanda, angungeni kunapo sizwa ukuthi ibandla lezapho ulifaka ngapi. Ubona anilaleli nganyakaza kumbe akusoze kube lalutho lapho.
Kube sinandiyela muva kambandeni kumakachigumba ukuthi uche yena abala mapowers. Ukuthi abala mapowers uyaqeda umuntu wenkosi uma esitabala mapowers. Izapho ingabuthelela abantu ngendlela efuna ngakhona. Kodwa izani ungavuka irikile akekho umuntu ozakhuluma ngoba uthi igumba sekhulumile ukuthi abala mapowers which means umuntu ola mapowers ngama-leaders ezani ayiwo azathi ukuthi wona hhayi
sibonaile
noma cha
ona
engavumanga ukuthi adliwe so which means ukuthi izapho ayikho into ezayenza ngize lapha abadala kabayekele ukusebenzisa i-system yabo yokufunza abantwana udlame lolu ababelusebenzisa ngesikhathi se-brown manje bafunda abantwana i-youth thina udlame ukuthi udlame lolu ngeke luphele because uma sebelunika abantwana sebekwazi abantu ngemfondo kusuka lapho balusa ngathi thina sizabe silusa ebantwaneni bethu ukuthi udlame ezimbabwe ngeke luphele ngakhona the way ayikwenzakala ngakhona izami ukuthi yahlala embusweni until Jesus come kube ngendlela engi-advise enginikeza abantu abantu bangazihluphi ngoku emaralini ngcono umuntu azihlalele endlini ayazi ukuthi avotela abantu because emaralini bona ngale sesikwazwa ngemfondo.
So kunobunzima lapho.
Kunobunzima obukhulu kakhulu Dube ngoba ngiyakutshela amarally angu 2-8 le koBulawayo ngoba i-MDC manje legqubu lokuthi ifuna ukuphindisela asikwazi ukuthi iyaphindisela manje ingaphindisela iphindisela eTsholotsho ayila mapowers yokuyahlasela ngemfonto njengezayo kodwa izasebenzisela inye iqhinga lelo qhinga abalisebenzisa iyabe iqeda abantu bakithi.
Ye sibo manje uthi kwenziweni lapha kobalanda
abantu kabayekele amarali ngoba abuya lamabhasi labantu esingabazi ukuthi bavela ngapi ngobani kanti yizikliwe so abantu kabazihlalele endlini umuntu ayazi lezikipa uma kuvuma kabayekele ukuthenga izikipa ngoba ziyababulalisa umuntu kahlala emfondweni akhe yazi ukuthi yena ufuna ukuvotela abantu uma ufuna ukuvotela uchamisa uyakwazi mhlawe evoti zihambe uyomvotela uchamisa uma ufuna ukuvotela umqondisi mhlawe elekthini leyo zihambe uyomvotela uyomvotela umqondisi but into ekhona uthigumba sekhulumile amapholisa akawalapower ukuthi abantu baye kumapholisa amapholisa la awalapower sizavota the way esifuna ngakhona kodwa izambi yezathu ukuthi laphana liwine okungaka lokhana liwine okungaka izdekhi zavuma kuphela ngoba yilapho.
Ye, siyawuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khona mpoke sizame uRegis Usango siyazama ukuthi simfonele mavela sikhaphe efonini. All what Governor is saying is, you know, if Zeki is saying they don't have power, so people may have problems, you know, at the end of the day. If you can manage Mavelas, maybe you can call Regis Usango. He's waiting for our call. Because from this end, I think my WhatsApp is not behaving in a good way. So let's try him from that end. While we are doing it, let's bring in a councillor in Thabazinduna who spoke with Ezra Chisaspanda about some of the challenges that they are facing. So let's listen to this interview.
Lapha ke ngibingelela ke umnumzana ngisithi unjani igama ngubani usitele ukuthi umina.
Yes, mina ngu-Alexander Mgandla ngu-councillor ka-Ward 6 khona apha eThabazinduna.
EThabazinduna.
Yes.
Umi njani esigabeni?
Hayi. Esigabeni ikhonokho phakathi kwesikhathi sehlobo isikhathi somsebenzi kuningi ongaba khona of course since intoni ngekho esigabeni kukhona ama-challenges here and there kodwa-ke hhayi silaye umlisa wesigaba ubaba uKhumalo
uyasebenza
uyasebenza.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bona abantu bakomunye umbuso utshakazile sibisho kule hlobo kodwa abanye bathi-ke asabasendlaleni kahle uhamba njani nomsisi.
Ya, yes, iqiniso. Abantu kabalimanga bonke. Ye, balimile abanye abanye abalimanga. I-major concern ukuthi emlimeleni like ewadini yami kule ndawo osukula abantu abahlezi emlimeleni.
Bafoba.
Hayi, bakhona abafakayo khonapho kulo mphathi owafakayo kodwa kungazani yena nxa esitsho uthi ithi fowadi kafaka abantu
uthi ukatomba kafaka abantu
uthi uchief wathi kabafake abantu
uchief uchief umana this
uchief selo khona wena lo uFelix kodwa kathi sikapho
ngose pretty
pretty so yabe mnika athi wena faka abantu hayi lokho lokho andilabufakazi lakho nakhuluma ngento
kodwa njengokhansila ubuza ukuthi andilabo vela ngawuvunyelwe yini
ngiyavunyelwa ukubuza ngiyabuza
bakutshela uzivela
so kodwa abantu bobuza esigabeni sakho
bakhansila
bakhona ukuvume njani bathengiselwa imizi bathi osekuqinisweni kukhanya ngani bayathengiselwa bani but mina ngibabuza embabuza kulothi ngathenga akula lokho yikho engakufakazi ukuthi akulothi mina ngathengisengathenga
indawo
kodwa kukhona ukuthi irume ekhona ukuthi abantu bathengise mhlawumbe
so uza kulungisa kanje ukugcina bebuza wena ngoba ukuzola lana ngokuza
yes ah ukulungisa siyakulungisa ngoba it's something that is in the process of sikulungisa ngoba the report we also taken the issue up to council kuzalungisa
kuzalungisa
yeah ukuthi ngabe induna yini khona ngabe sisebenza sokuhlelwa sokulungisa bonke
labo kuyenza voter registration at important ngibona isigaba zakho lapha abantu abaregister ukuvota kuyina
abaregister abantu baregister they didn't tell us in time when they came in lati sibone ngamaposta aluba ngaba besitshele kulesikhathi sayenza i-voter campaign like ukutshela abaphathi ukuthi ngelanga elinje kulento enje ukuze batshela abantu so bona lati sibone sebekhona and they were here just for a day
uchuje abasebenzi labakhansi kamani ngakuthi awusebenza ekhansi njalo bezikilaba
ye ngabasebenza lati ngabe kuright so singazi ukuthi babejele osobhukini but you'll find ukuthi osobhuki laba abanye bayabe sityabakwazi so kahle kahle ukuthi babejele bani lati asikwazi
so isigaba sakho kodwa siyathuthuka nxa ukhangele lisebenza njalo member of parliament wena
no sisebenza kahle sina sila problem with a number of developments. We are building clinics, we have ama schools esifuna ukuthi kona qalise wakhiwa bonke ku plan. Then we have ama roads since ngiswe lizulu kwamanje but we have been trying by all means ukuthi silungise ama roads ethu. Some of them have been done, some ebesiwenza destroy ngamanzi ukuthi somele siqalise kusha futhi ukuthi silungise ama roads.
Abantu bakhala ngicini ukuthi akula mithi uhamba njani.
Yeah, well, we meet here. I can't tell at the moment because I guess we're supposed to go to the meet. But we have interviewed a clinic. But the many clinics actually around Tabazunduna, with nice pedile, it will ease pressure to this clinic.
So that's the local leader in Tabazunduna is talking about some people who are being resettled in Tabazunduna without. Perhaps without authority and voters registration. He says many people are not registering because some don't have the proper documents. And ZEC itself just decided to go to Ntabazinduna without informing local leaders. So he says that's very problematic. So there you are, Marvelous. So I hope we've got Mr. Osango right now. If we can just chat to him.
I'm trying to call. Okay, hold on. Mr. Osango?
Hello.
Yes, if you can go ahead, we are going to chat with you and then go to CCC. We have got Sikura on. If you can go ahead, just ask him a question. What would you like to know?
Yes, so what is his take about the by-election campaigns from the ZANU PF side?
What's your take on the by-election campaign from the ZANU PF side?
Yes, thank you very much. Our by-elections are going very well. We are having our star rallies with the president and the vice presidents are going around the country for the star rallies. The only concern we have is that we've seen that the CCC, they are busy always following up on our schedules. Wherever we have gone, they want to follow suit and we've seen that they are the ones who are actually following where we have gone and causing a lot of violence there. They're causing political violence. They are, you know, orchestrating violence. Why can't they also they start from somewhere? Why do they have to say the president was in Kwekwe this way today? They are also in Kwekwe tomorrow. If the president was in Kwekwe yesterday, they are there today. Why can't they also do their own? Why are they always following ZANU PF? Right now,
even now, it's a little bit far. We cannot hear him. When we started, he was good. Yeah. Let him go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm saying even if you look at their program, at their slogans, why are their slogans always similar to ZANU-PF? Why are they always doing everything the ZANU-PF way? Why can't they do things their own way? Now they are saying 2023. Why they are following us? We say 2023 is different. They are also saying 2023. Everything is always about following ZANU-PF. So why can't they do their own unique things? Mm. We have our own unique way. We don't change our party names and everything. And they continue changing their path, but they still follow what the pattern of ZANU-PF. Do your own pattern.
Hold on, Mr. Kutango. Let's now go to Kurawone of CCC. Eva Kurawone Mansua Shukutawa Navatu Tango and the Nive MDC, so the Citizens Coalition for Zimbabwe. Munogote is the citizens and Munoti.
I don't want it to be petty. I want to address real issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be very petty if I responding to what I was saying, but let me say, MDC, CCC booked the Kwekwe rally, they booked the Kwekwe rally before ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that. And ZANU-PF, no, by the end of Kwekwe after CCC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we booked in Mlawayo, we are not in Choloto. We are in Mlawayo, these are two different provinces. These are two different provinces. So why is he saying the CCC is following ZANU-PF? And let me tell you, already we are now mobilizing for Kwekwe rally.
Mm-hmm.
You will see them following us. I'm surprised when they say we are following them. We are following them way.
Mm-hmm.
We moved our rallies well before them. This is the reason why Mshawana Washari is out here violent on our rallies. They are the ones who are violent. They are coming, they are following us. Moralis Edu, but filings. You know, last week they killed Nube in Kwekwe because they are following our rallies. I don't know what the other team is. These guys, they must accept that we coexist. They must accept CCC is a political party is against you. Let them do their own rallies. CCC do its own rallies. In America, you see Biden there. You see Trump there addressing the same crowd. But they can't even allow CCC to rally 140 kilometers away from theirs. What kind of people are they?
Mm. Tunaona kuti mangwana kune rally yenyu ikuru muBulawayo. Mukutarisira kuti tichafamba sei, tisataenda kuna vakusango.
As usual, CCC is the People's Party. Ndiwana vakazara vanhu kuWild City Stadium. Our only fear kuti vave violent ZANU-PF vachauya futi kuda kuzokonzera mhirizhonga. But I think kuti this time around, the systems in place, so kuti munhu wese anopinda mustadium anopinda achinge atariswa kuti ana zvakabata zvinokwadza vanhu here. But we know them very well. Vanhu zvavachaita kuda kukonzera mhirizhonga vanoziva kuti havana mukana.
All right, thank you. Eva Musango, chitai last word vongoti gaga tasvika kumagumo.
30 seconds, yes.
Thank you very much. No, I think Kurawone is not being fair to himself, is not being fair to the listeners. He is very sure that if we are following them, then why are you always behind where we have gone? Why don't you change if you want to change the strategy? You are now still calling yourself MDC. You just said the MDC. You switched to CCC. So it seems that you don't even know which political party you are following. Are you following?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead.
But your next
seconds.
Yes, okay. So what we are saying is, you can go to White City Stadium, but what we know is, you have never delivered. There was no delivery. You could not deliver anything. It's just talk, no action.
Thank you very much. I think Marvelous, we are out of time now. We don't have extra time. Marvelous, we have hit the last minute.
So,
we thank our guest this morning, Mr. Richard Musango of ZANU-PF. Mr. Godfrey Kurawone, Citizens Coalition for Change, Mr. Nkululeko Gobarandamate, an independent political activist, and our correspondent Ezra Chisaswanda, and Anastasia Ndlovu as well. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kips Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mslanganya, who is saying, have a very good night. And also, thank you to Godwin Mangunjga, who gave us the video.
Thank you very much.